Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. And you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Yeah. Oh, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. You kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, every thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Hey, that was Smokey Norfolk and Dear God. Real quick, I am so sorry to do this, but I gotta hang up. I gotta make an important phone call because I forgot about tonight. And if I don't make this call tonight, then I will lose everything tomorrow. So if y'all can stay with me, give me about maybe 2 minutes. I will come back on the air, and we will get the show on the road. God bless you for waiting on me. God bless you for being patient. But I have to do something real quick, and I'll be back in 2 minutes. God bless you. All right. Thank you so much for waiting. I couldn't figure out. That's how I was going to make a phone call. I was going to block somebody first. But I don't know how to do the block thing for text messages. Anyway, that's all good. But it's kind of what I want to talk about today. But first, we're going to go to God in prayer, and we're going to ask God for forgiveness. God, we thank you right now for who you are in our lives, God. God, right now, you know the situation I'm in right now. You know the dilemma I'm having to deal with to this person. God, I just wanted you to know that what I said and what I've done, and what I even thought about, please forgive me, Father, for that, because I'm really at a point in my life where I just want to do some damage. But God, you said that it's not of me anymore because you took that lifestyle out of me, God. And God, I just want to praise you in the midst of all my troubles, God, because whatever I go through, God, they're not by accident, because you said in your word that we don't go through things by happenstance or circumstance, but we go through it just to learn a lesson, God. And God, I just want you to teach me the way you know how to teach me, God, and allow me to be the person you called me to be, God. And whoever this whatever this person is going through, God, I just ask you to bless that person in your name's sake, Father God, because obviously they have issues on top of issues on top of issues, God. And I don't want to be a part of their life no more, because I felt that way. I was disrespected by this person. I was lied to and I was deceived. But God, you said to forgive, and I have forgiven this person, God, but it's gotten to a point where I'm being disrespected. I am being bothered. And I don't want to be bothered, God, because I feel I don't have any reason to talk to this person anymore, God. And God, you always told me to keep it real with you, God, and I am keeping it 100% real with you right now, Father God, because I am up to my wit's end and having this person call or text me with some nonsense I don't need to be hearing or reading, God. And I should ask you to stop it in your name, Jesus, right now, Father God, because you know how to deal with this person faster than I could, God, because my ways are not your ways, and your ways are not my ways, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank God for all the stuff that he's allowed me to deal with, but he also has given me the ability to let him do what he do, because he is God. Because the Bible says, thank you. We can't do revenge. He says that he shall repay, and he can do more or less than what we ever thought, or what we think, rather, than do. So, God, we're just going to let him be him. We're going to let God be God. In this episode of my series, I'm an adult, the little boy is gone, which is so true. I'm a grown man, and I'm not going to let anybody disrespect me in a way that I have belittled myself into acting a fool with them, because I was there on some ill, trivial stuff, and I don't want to deal with it. So we're going to bless God anyhow. But today, Second Corinthians chapter 6. And we're going to go to verse 14, and it says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. 17, therefore come out from them and be separate. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, says the Lord. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. just for a little while, I want to take verse. I want to take verse 17. And he says, therefore, come out from them and be separate. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Just for a little while, I want to talk about, it seems like every time I had a title to text this bad boy, let me go. Let me go. And I just believe this is God, all this is God ordained. My troubles, my stressors, my what in the hell am I going through, cliches, you know. And God is just saying to us, to you and I, that I'm allowing this to happen so you can grow up in me. You don't like what you're going through. I understand that. But you have to understand, my child, that I am your father and I will not leave you nor forsake you. You have to understand, my child, that no matter what you encounter in life, no matter who you got to deal with, they don't hold a candle to what I can do for you. And I'm the one who sticks closer to you than any brother. I'm the one who died for you. I'm the one who laid my life down for you so you can have joy, unspeakable joy. And that's where a lot of us are fought at. We tend to look at things and situations in our lives that we don't even see a joyful indication. We look at God and ask him, why are you letting this happen? Why is this person acting this stupid towards me? Why is this person acting this a fool with me? I ain't nothing wrong to them. And God is speaking to us and saying, you ain't got nothing to them, but it's something that's in them that is none of me. Amen. God is saying there's something in that person or persons that is not of me, because what they are doing to you, my child, is a demonic activity. And when the Bible says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, he is not just saying that you are saved and they're not saved. They can be saved, but what's in them does not fit your lifestyle. Because you shall live all holy and righteous and live life to the fullest as God has wanted you to live. But there are some people in your life that you will come across in that will give you not the time of day, but give you a living hell to deal with. And some of us, and you know, this is me too. I blame some of us at fault because we meet people on a day-to-day basis and we try to talk with them and converse with them and ask them, you know, what's going on with you? You know, try to be all cordial and nice. And sometimes folks don't want that kind of conversation. They want to be all hellified with you and give you all kinds of hell. But God said that is not what's going down, not in this lifetime or no lifetime. But we have to be obedient to the Father and ask God for strength and be in prayerful. Because the word says, pray for those who despise and misuse us. Now, that word despite is a tricky word, because I'm glad God did not say, pray for those who may misuse us. No. The Bible says that God said, pray for those who despitefully. They don't care who you are. They don't care what you're about in God. They will try to misuse you and I to get a rise out of us. And that's what happened to me almost tonight. I'm getting these texts and these crazy messages about this person, which is the female, and I told this person, I don't want to deal with you no more, because if I deal with you any longer than I have to, then I will not have godly ways to deal with you. Let's keep it real. I will not have a godly bone in my body to say what I want to say in my ungodly mind to you. Because if you keep this up, I will press charges, and I will call police and have you, but I'm going to say something else, have you behind arrested. Because God is speaking to us and say, you know what? Let me deal with them. You don't lift a finger. You don't have to do anything that you're going to may later regret in a couple of days or a couple of weeks or whatever. But let me deal with them. And I have to give God the glory, because wherever I'm in, this nonsense is obviously a demonic spirit on her behalf. There's something that's on her, and I'm not just picking on her per se. I am picking on Satan himself, because the Satan tries to steal what we have from God, and that's joy. Satan does not want your money. Satan does not want your home or your clothes or your fine car. No, Satan wants your joy. That's why the Word of God says that God gives us joy, unspeakable joy. And I'm thanking God for that, because without his joy, I would have lost my mind a long time ago. Y'all not hearing me? I would have went off the deep end years ago. Because there are some folks who I personally know in my life that I have actually fell out with because of the stuff they proposed on me. I'm an innocent bystander. It's like you in a crowd of people and somebody break into a fight and you get hit. Oh my God. And the time comes where we have to stand by and watch God do his thing. Yeah, we want to fight. Yeah, we want to act a fool about it. But God says, stop. No, slow your roll. I got this. So when God says, stop, slow your roll, he got this, he means it. He may seem like he's standing by and watching the whole thing. But God has always been in control. You ask this person, I don't know what's wrong with you. All I ask for you, and this is where we fought ourselves too, me too. This is where we go wrong. We ask the person, if you really want to be my friend, you'll say you're sorry to me. If you really care about me, you will apologize to me for how you treated me. And God is saying, who are you? God is saying, who are you to be asking for an apology? Because 9 times out of 10, they would not give us one. They would hold it in their heart and in their head that I ain't nothing wrong. I don't know if that person no apology. And no, they messed up. No, the stuff they did, you even pointed out to them, you messed me over. You tried to deceive me by doing things that I thought was not even cool. What's up with that? Why are you treating me like this? Why are you treating me so bad? I don't know. Why you treat me so bad? And what the word is saying, that when he tells us to come out from them and be separate, he is saying, literally, let them go. Or better yet, let me go. Let us go. I don't want to have nothing to do with you no more. I don't want to fool with you no more. I'm going to go old school. I ain't studying you no more. But some of us think the opposite. We want the last word. And I kept telling this person, look, I'm done with you. I really forgave you for what you did to me. Earlier today, I told you that earlier today. But you still want to act a fool towards me. And I'm not having it. I'm literally not having that. But the way I'm going to handle that is I'm going to give it to God and not worry about you anymore. As far as I'm concerned, I'm done with you. I'm letting you go. I am coming out from your darkness because I'm trying to be right with God. Whew, God, this is so hard for me, but thank you for this word. Thank you, God. And then he says in verse 17b, touch no unclean thing. Ooh-wee. God is saying to us, to you and I, don't retaliate to those people or that person. Because what we are doing is digging a bigger hole for ourselves. You know, old school parents used to say, you dig one ditch, you better dig two, because the trap you set, it just might be for. And I'm not about to dig my own ditch. I'm not going to spiritually kill myself over some nutcase. And there are a lot of people out there who are like, they would love to start trouble. They love the fact they can just start mess. And that's when God says, come out from among them and be separate. That's like when I was in the neighborhood growing up, my mom and my grandma always told me, stop hanging around people who are no good for you. And that's good parenting. They are a bad influence on your life. But we hard-headed, we hang around them 24/7, 8 days a week, thinking, oh, I got this. Oh, they all right. They good. They're my peoples. They're my crew. But the minute somebody in your crew mess up, it ain't just them that mess up. It's all of us that mess up. So when our father said, get away from them, don't hang around them, Don't be associated with them. Don't go where they go. Don't talk their language. Nothing. He means that. And I just thank and praise God for the fact that he watches over his children like a real parent does. See, a parent should not have any leeway. No, excuse me, scratch that. Should not have any, what's I'm looking for? Help me out, Lord. A parent, a real parent, should always have a say-so where a child goes, who they're hanging with. If you're like me, my parents wouldn't know all my business growing up. Where you going? Who you with? You know, how time you going to be back? All that stuff. I think it was nonsense, but now I got older, so yeah. But I just think and praise God for a parent like mine who always asks, where you going? And God may not ask you where you're going because he knows all, but he's going to ask you, what are you doing? We don't serve a stupid God. We don't serve a dumb, deaf, blind God. We serve the Almighty Creator who created heavens and the earth, the seas and the land. So when he asks us, and I'm sorry, scratcher, he tells us to come out from beyond other people, it's really for our good. Now, you don't have to cuss him out and say, I'm done with y'all, fool, I'm done with y'all. No, just say, look, I'm going somewhere and y'all can't go with me. We can be nice. That's a lesson for myself because I wasn't nice tonight because I was just fed up. I'm human. I was a human father creature. So, hey, look, don't fault me for being human. No. But God said, no, I'll deal with him myself. You give it to me. Because if you don't, you'll kill yourself in a spiritual manner. And I'm not letting the devil himself get in my joyous pool and funk it all up. F-U-N-K. Well, you know, because no, F-U-N-K. He's not getting my spa and turning dark, dirty doo-doo water with his nonsense. It's not going to happen. And I'm just thankful to God when he says that for what righteousness has anything to do with darkness, the answer is nothing. I want to walk with people who are on purposely in darkness. Yeah, the word says for us to go out to the highways and byways and witness to them for God. But if you know a person who's going to be stuck on stupid for life forever and a day, God says, come here, I got him. You dealt with long enough, I got this. All we are here to do is plant the seed, and God will water the seed. Jesus said to himself, I'll clean the men. You catch them. We have the nerve to do the opposite. We have the nerve to do, okay, God, I'll clean them and you catch them. No, no, no. Because when God told Peter, I'll make you fishers of men, he was telling Peter that if you catch the men, I'll clean them up. Because God is the best cleaner that I know. He can clean anybody up from head to toe. That rhymes. I should be a rapper. I like Peter's temper. Lord have mercy. When Peter told Jesus, look at here, God, I've been in the phone for how many years? I lost count. This is my networking. This is my job. This is my business. Excuse me, business. You just a preacher and a teacher. I'm the fisherman here. But we look at Peter like, you so crazy. You ain't caught nothing yet. And when Jesus said, no, Peter had the fence going on. Peter had the attorneys of whoever on his side. I did this for how many years? I'm the one who catch fish. I have all the nets. I have all my people out there. That's my employees. I'm the CEO of the company. Jesus, you going somewhere. Jesus said, all right. But do me a favor if I leave. Throw out one net. See, Peter had nets. But Jesus said one net. And when Peter pulled the net up, Peter had so much fish, it was sinking the boats. And Jesus said, uh-huh, look at me. Look at me now. Look at me now. So when Jesus tells us, command, it's called the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions. When Jesus tells us to do what he says, we best obey. And when Jesus told me tonight before I got on the show, he let me know that the devil himself was trying to disrupt my spirit and my radio show because I almost said, forget it. I'm done. I'm too mad. I'm too pissed off. I'm too hot with this. I want to get out of now. I sound like an idiot. I'm not doing this tonight. I'll do it tomorrow. But Jesus said, no, do it tonight because you have a word in your spirit that I gave birth to. I laid it in your bosom. Deliver it. It's okay. And I kid you not, when I called in, the Texas stopped. Ain't that God? Can nobody beat him? So when you ever have people in your life who you know you didn't do nothing to, and they acted a complete fool against you, yeah, forgive them. Because obviously something that's in them that they cannot control, and the devil got his hands all over it. He has his hands all over them. And he may try to get in us, like he did me tonight. He almost got into my spirit where I just cussed this girl out like it was nobody's business, but I didn't do that because I'm better than that. I'm bigger than that. And I had to ask God to give me strength before I go on the air and talk about what I'm talking about tonight, letting folks go. And I told her, do it to me anymore. I'm done. I said that about 18 million times. I'm just exaggerating, but I said it so many times to this person. She couldn't get the hint. I just told her two words, bye, Felicia, over and over and over and over again. So now I'm being called out of my name, calling me anything but a child of God. I'm like, you know what, whatever. I know I did nothing wrong, did nothing to you. You the one who lied. You want to try to deceive me. You try to trick me into your wicked ways. You know, okay, whatever. But I know the truth. So I'm letting you go. So when Jesus said, well, God said himself, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? The answer is nothing. Because I refuse to be hooked up with a female who I'm trying to get to know better on a friendship level. And I get disrespected in a way that I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from. Instead of me getting all hot-headed, saying some ungodly things, saying what I shouldn't say, regretting what I have already said, I'll just pray for her and let her go. I said, you know what? I don't know what's wrong with you. I'll pray for you. But in this area right here, I can't do it no more. So I got to bounce. I got to go. Well, I like them. They make me feel good. Well, that's you. Me personally, I can't do this. I'd rather be alone and single for the rest of my life than be with a female who is hard-headed, stubborn, don't want to take account for her own actions. Just leave me alone. I'd rather die happy man in Christ than die hellish man going to hell. Because you made me go so far, I done cussed everybody out and forgot whose child I was. So are you worth going to hell over a fool? I hope your answer is no. And I'm not calling nobody no fool. But are you worth going to hell over some stuff that you could have avoided? And stuff you already said, did, and thought? Just ask God for his forgiveness, and he will do it. As a matter of fact, God, I ask you right now at the end of this show to forgive me for what I've already said to this person. Forgive me for what I've done. Forgive me what I thought I've done. Because I let my human instincts get in the way and take over. God, I praise you right now for your forgiveness. I thank you for your grace and thank you for your love and your mercy. It is in Jesus' name. And God, I ask you right now to whoever is going through the same mess that I was, bless them 100-fold, God. Bless them and let them know they're not by themselves. They are not in this by themselves because you have all power in your hands, Father God, that you knew this was going to happen before you even jumped off. And I ask you, Father, for this person who's listening to me right now, live on our archives, to give them the sense of hope that you have given them and let them know that they are not by themselves in any circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to thank God for everything we go through, and we're going to give him the praise all day and all night. God bless you.
Just I just want to thank you, Lord, today. Let you know how much I appreciate you. This is between me and you. I love you, God. For being who you are. Thank you. Come on. Come on. This is intimate time. Come on, this is intimate time. This is between you and your Father. Come on.
Rain, you got to give him praise. And what you're going through, you give him praise. Embrace first, give him praise. Give him praise.
I'm here tonight.